Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and we're going to be talking about Drupal Console. Now, before I get started with this, I just want to note that this is Drupal specific only, as well as it is a CLI tool. So if you go back through the history of Drupal, there's a lot of manual editing, and then a tool came along called Drush. Now, Drush stood for Drupal Shell. So these kind of intersect. Now, I've heard a few people saying, you know, this is a Drush killer, but it actually isn't, at least from what I've found playing around with it. So Drupal Console, let's start with the basics. It's a command line tool, Drupal 8 and up only. So you can't use it on any of your old Drupal 6, Drupal 7 sites, Drupal 5, anything like that. It has to be Drupal 8 and above, and all the tools use basically the Symfony stuff underneath to be able to do what it needs to do, as well as some other stuff in Drupal 8 itself. So in that instance, it doesn't kill Drush for that. We'll touch on Drush a little bit further later on, because I've got some more points down there in regards to it, but definitely a handy tool. And it's super easy to install. Now, on the site at drupalconsole.com, there's a quick little run-through of how to get it set up and installed to use on the command line, and to use it in multiple ways on the command line. They've got some options there, which is nice. And they also have like a live demonstration of how it works on the site as well. So if you want to get a quick visual overview within the first few seconds on the page, you'll be able to get a pretty good idea of how it all works and what you can do with it. So the next thing, it has a walkthrough. But all you have to do is simply append tac tac or dash dash learning to the end of a command, and it will basically give you a tutorial on how to use that command, which is quite nice. It's a little bit different. The other thing is the docs. This is something that I noticed, which is a bit different from a lot of the others that you see. So it's got online docs. It's also got a downloadable book. So they've actually got a book dedicated to it. So this is something that a lot of time has been put into. And it's really, really nice. So the idea of this is essentially it's like a suite of tools, like Drush was on CLI, to basically generate boilerplate stuff. But it can do some other things as well. It's a little bit interesting there. So the docs are very, very handy because really it seems quite simple. Like Drush is very, very simple. It's just a certain set of commands, but there's a lot more that it can do. So it can also self-update like Drush, seeing as we're on the Drush train. Drush has a self-update functionality, which will update the Drush program itself, and Drupal Console can do the same as well. And you can actually run Drush via the console, so which is quite nice. You can actually run what you need to do through Drupal Console, so you're not really losing Drush's functionality at all, and you don't have to switch between Drush and Drupal Console. Although it is a little bit verbose, I thought that'd have something a little bit handier, like it would just natively do it without having to go into Drush itself. Because the weird thing is, you have to see this in action, but you run Drupal if you map the actual running file that you use for Drupal Console. If you map it to Drupal in your terminal, you actually go to Drupal, then Drush, and then your Drush command. So it's kind of just like it's grabbing it and putting it back into the command line. I'm not too sure about that. I think I'd rather see it. So if you want to clear your caches through Drush, you could just do, instead of doing Drupal Drush CC all, you could actually just do Drupal CC all. I'd like to see that. But at least there is the option that you can still run Drush through it. So you essentially can kind of keep your existing workflow through Drush, but still getting used to using Drupal Console, because I think it's going to be a major player from now on. But I really don't think it replaces Drush. So I think they kind of go side by side, hand in hand kind of thing. I definitely not think that, oh, I'm never ever going to use Drush again. There's certain things that it doesn't do that Drush does, like a lot of the syncing and stuff like that from production and local, etc. So there's stuff like that that you essentially just don't have. So I feel like they're trying not to tread on Drush itself. So they're trying to keep everyone happy, which is one of the things that the Drupal community does. And in saying that, so what actually can it do if it's not treading on Drush's toes or anything like that? So I can edit config, you can export config, you can run your migrations, you can override config, you can generate stuff. So you can generate themes, modules, permissions, forms, entities, there's whole controllers even that you can generate. And it basically just gives you a really rough, well, not so rough, but an outline boilerplate. So it's quite nice. So say if you're creating a theme, this is where I find it quite handy because I do a lot of theming more than module development. Being able to generate a boilerplate theme without having to go and copy and paste stuff or install a theme and then use its little generator. It's just straight there and it generates a really nice standards compliant theme for you then to go and develop in and enhance and whatnot that you like. Another really handy thing was Drupal 8 has a router. So this is fairly new to Drupal. We did used to have paths and stuff like that, but router does a lot more. This is brought in from Symfony, and it makes things a lot more flexible, but we need some new tools for that, and it actually has tools to be able to rebuild the router. So when you're creating a new module or actual new routes just in general, it will be able to clear them and rebuild it all for you so that the application or your site will actually start running and use it. Another really handy thing that I found, which is quite nice, if anyone's done some live updating on sites, if you're doing it semi-old school way, you can actually switch your site in and out of maintenance mode with a command, which is really, really nice. That makes it really, really simple, like really simple. But beforehand, it used to be you log in, make sure you're logged in as your current user, you switch to maintenance mode, make sure you're still logged in, run all your updates, then switch it back. And then hopefully you're not logged out and then you've got some other issues, you've got to go and find the database and fix that up. So this actually just has a nice little CLI to take it in and out of maintenance mode. So overall, I think it's a fairly good addition. I don't think we're going to see a huge adoption yet, at least until it hits like Drupal 8 is publicly released as an official, you know, this is production ready release. Instead of the current betas. So when I was testing this, it was from beta 13 of Drupal. And I mean, it's solid. It works very well. There's a couple little bugs here and there, but I think it's just in terms of Drupal itself, not so much the tool. So is it worth trying out now? I think yes. I reckon it's definitely worth trying out now and just playing around and see what's there. I do think you will need to have a little bit more understanding of Drupal to really get the most out of it, at least it's internal. So the plugin system, which is new to Drupal 8, modules, themes, anything that you're doing more so on the code side, I think that's where you're going to get the most benefits out of it. Anyway, if you've played around with this, please do let me know, because I don't know too many people have played around with Drupal Console, and I'd love to get your feedback. If you can leave a tweet at CodaCatchUp or leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com, that would be great, and we'll catch you in the next episode.